bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm 27, and I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing. I'll try to read fast. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger, O you who have been my help. Cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. When I was growing up, we'll say late 90s, early 2000s, there were these very popular shirts, and the logo said, no fear. A lot of people would wear these. And I remember, it wasn't here, it was at some youth event somewhere, that whoever was speaking was saying, oh, no fear, you put those on your shirts. Well, you know, I bet if you, you know, found yourself in hell, and, you know, amongst the devil and his demons and in torment, you'd have some fear then. Which just seems like the weirdest take to me of how to exegete those shirts, if you will. And for whatever reason, reading this psalm the past 2 days have been my devotions through this psalm. That came to my mind, no fear. And it seems like that should be the application we take away from that shirt. How can we have no fear? And that's the point of Psalm 27 here. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. All over this, we see confidence in the midst of what? Difficulty. We see that he's surrounded by enemies. We see that he is abandoned by his father and his mother. We see people spreading lies about the author of this psalm, about David. How does he have such confidence in the face of these circumstances? How does he have no fear? Well, I think it comes from one verse in the middle and then a verse at the end. And it almost feels like an aside from what the rest of this psalm is about. He's talking about, I'm confident even though I'm surrounded by my enemies. And it's verse 4 that says, one thing I've asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David knows the Lord, and not just in his holiness and in his power, but also, it says here, in his beauty, that he is overcome. His one desire is to spend time with God and to see the beauty of his face. Your face will I seek, he says later in the psalm. And he is confident that he will see it again. At the very end, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. David has seen God move before. David has seen God as he is before. And he believes that he will see both of these things again, and not just one day in eternity, but in this life, in the land of the living. I believe that I will see the Lord. And so in the light of that reality, there's nothing to fear. Fear is our response when we believe that something we value or something we treasure or want is going to be taken away from us, or kept from us. And the reality is that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, the book of Romans tells us. Nothing can separate us from knowing God. You know, I've had this thought before, that if I was alone in solitary confinement, and it was dark, and I was by myself. Am I separated from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord? I can't read any books. I can't talk to anybody. I can't do anything. I would still have the Lord. I'm certainly not rooting for that to happen. But that must be true. According to Psalm 27, according to Romans 8, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We have all that we need. That being said, we can wear a no-fear t-shirt because nothing can separate us from our God, if that is truly what we treasure and value and recognize above all else. That is our goal, to know the Lord and to know His presence and to know His working in our lives and to know just who He is in Himself, the beauty of who our God is. He is worthy of our praise. Even if He did nothing for us, He would still be worthy of our worship because of who He is in Himself. So I don't know about you, but I've got all kinds of things that I face on a daily, weekly basis that cause me to worry, that cause me to fear. Now, what's the problem there? It's just because I'm placing too high a value on temporary things, on creations rather than the Creator. And if we want to be able to say we're fearless in the face of whatever comes, we need to treasure our God like the man after God's own heart does here, like the Apostle Paul does in Romans 8. Let us recognize the reality that God is our highest good. And when we pursue that as our highest good, nothing can take that away from us. No fear. God, thank you for Psalm 27. Thank you for your word that reminds us that if we have you, we have all that we need. God, help us to believe that. Help us to inundate our minds with scripture so that we really live that, so that we might be fearless of people's opinions, of losing possessions, of being inconvenienced, of looking foolish, of whatever fears may come our way. God, that we can lay those at your feet because we have you, that you may be the one thing that we are seeking after. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.